But a very special day in baseball today. I love this weekend. I've been there twice in Cooperstown, New York. It's induction weekend. MLB.com's Barry Bloom is out there. He's written some great stories at MLB.com about induction weekend, and he joins us this morning. Barry Bloom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How are you? I'm sitting here on the porch of the Otisaga, looking out at the lake right now. It's a little bit gray today, and they're trying to ward off rain, so we'll see. But it's actually beautiful weather, kind of coolish, and it's a great spot.
Boy, I've been there, and, you know, just to tell you my story, Leonard Coppett and I invited me a couple of times, and I got to sit on that porch of the Otisaga, which is about 100 yards long, looking out at the beautiful lake, and the Hall of Famers would walk by. I thought I was in heaven. I said, am I alive really watching this? Do you get that feeling?
Well, sure. And, you know, we always, on Sunday morning, it's kind of one of my rituals to come into the Otisaga. They have a great breakfast that transitions into lunch, and everybody who's staying here, from the commissioner to the Hall of Famers who are returning, all come in, and you say hello to each other, and a bunch of the writers who are here, we come regularly, and we all sit and schmooze for a couple of hours. So it's a great morning leading into usually a wonderful afternoon.
It is. And just to ask you, setting the scene a little more, any of the notable people walking around or sitting out there with you this morning?
It's quiet, kind of quiet now, because it's getting a little bit closer to where, you know, people get ready and the buses leaving with all the Hall of Famers. There are 34 here this year. I just ran into the Baby Bull, for those of you guys, Giants lore. And Marichal has been a big presence here this weekend. Willie Mays was a late cancellation because of some sort of health issues.
So he's going to Washington to meet the president. That's why he's going to Washington to meet the president.
Well, okay.
All right. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So, the you know, that's pretty much it.
All right, Barry Bloom with us. Boy, very quiet at the Otisaga this morning. I love the scene out there. Barry, this is an unusual weekend. First of all, when I was there, it was like New Year's Eve for baseball fans celebrating some inductions. What's it like this weekend, just the buzz of it?
There isn't much. I mean, as you would expect, where you have like, you know, the old dead induction class, none of them being alive really any later than the opening of the Hall in 1939. So you have their families. It's great stories about people who were involved in baseball around the turn of the century and further on, 20th century, when I'm talking about turn of that century. But, you know, as far as clamor, without having a live inductee or somebody from the most recent years, I mean, this is basically what happened in the wake of the baseball writers not voting anybody in this year, and the controversy over the ballot with, you know, what we call the steroid class. And so the offshoot of it is that you have a very quiet Hall of Fame weekend where there's not much going on. Well, it'd be interesting to see how many people are out behind the Clark Center today for the ceremony.
All right, Barry Bloom with us, MLB.com. If you want to read his stories, they're excellent. They'll bring you up to date on who is going in. Have you seen Pete Rose yet? Is he signing autographs yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pete's been here. He was here all Friday, sopping up the money in the Hall of Fame environment here, which he loves to do usually most years.
All right, Barry, give us just a thumbnail for the fans on this early morning here in San Francisco of the three inductees who are going in, just so they get an idea. When they see the names, they'll know who they are.
Oh, the most prominent is Colonel Jacob Rupert, who is the seminal owner of the Yankees and essentially turned them into the great franchise that they've been for almost for 90 years. You know, he's the guy who bought Babe Ruth from the Red Sox, signed DiMaggio from the San Francisco Seals, signed Lou Gehrig, built Yankee Stadium, put the pinstripes on the uniforms. I mean, the Yankees are what they are today because of Rupert. And the funny thing is, he did so much for baseball and the Yankees that most of the people voting on this 16-man pre-integration committee this year had thought he was already in. when they were asked to study his candidacy and ultimately vote on him, which they did.
Very good. All right.
James Deacon White was a catcher in the 19th century who essentially caught for like 9 teams, batted over 300, played in an era where there wasn't equipment. According to his great-grandson, Carly was the first guy in baseball to wear a mask, which was invented by Harvard and was being used in collegiate use at the time. I think it's a funny story. And Hank O'Day, an umpire who was a pitcher in the 19th century and an umpire in the early 20th century, and he was the guy, back to the Giants, who called the famous Merkel boner in 1908 at the Polo Grounds when the Giants seemingly beat the Cubs on a base hit. Red Merkel was on first base. He was 19 years old. The crowd swarmed the field. He turned to go back to the dugout before touching second base. Johnny Evers stood on the base, wildly asking for the ball. Ball was thrown to second. O'Day called him out. The game had to be replayed. The Giants lost and put the Cubs in the World Series, which they won in 1908 against the Tigers in 5 games. And now, you look at it and you go, wow, I mean, if Merkel had touched second base, then the Cubs wouldn't have won a World Series since 1906. So it really is one of the most crazy plays. And the combination of it with, I wrote about it yesterday, Deacon White's family having grown up in Illinois as Cub fans, White having played a year for what was the White Stockings, which is the previously nicknamed of the Cubs back in 1876. O'Day pitching for the White Sox 10 years later, and then making the call. And they're actually descendants of White, who actually saw the Cubs win and rooted for the Cubs in the 1908 World Series. So it's just funny how those things in baseball all come around.
That's why it's baseball, because it all makes sense when it's all said and done. Hey, really, it does. It all makes sense when it's all said and done. Hey, I appreciate you being with us today. How's the weather, by the way?
Like I said, it's a little gray and overcast, and it rained on and off overnight. They're hoping that it'll hold for the ceremony. And if it doesn't, they have contingency plans to move it inside and make it a private ceremony.
Very
which,
good.
I mean, basically, it might be a private ceremony up on the Clark Center anyway.
Okay. All right. Hey, you did great work over the weekend. I really enjoyed the stories. And for anyone, Barry gave us a little thumbnail of it, and you expanded a little more on the stories. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Always great to be on with you, Marty. Good luck.
All right. That is Barry Bloom, MLB.com, live from Cooperstown, New York.